From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. We'll have our emerging artists for you tonight. That starts in about 25 minutes or so. And it's also my 7th year anniversary here on Coast to Coast AM. And our producers have planned some kind of a party, though it's not going to be a surprise party because I'm kind of aware of some of the guests who'll be popping in throughout the night, sharing this evening with you. Well, here I am in the very cold heartland of America where it's about 7-8 degrees here in St. Louis. It is frigid. I'll be back in Los Angeles on Friday. Some fantastic news for our family. My son Jonathan and his wife Kristen have had a baby boy named Simon. Little Simon was born yesterday here in St. Louis. And incredibly enough, Simon was born on Jonathan's birthday. So they will share the same birthday. Here's the ironic part about it. When Jonathan was born 28 years ago, he had the cord tied around his neck, and it was a really tense situation. Well, my gosh, guess what? Simon, same thing, born with the cord around his neck, and he's okay too. But that was also a very tense situation. Synchronicities. And there are no coincidences. Well, here's what's happening. Threats by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula against targets in Yemen prompted the closure of the U.S. and British embassies there Sunday. The United States is working closely with the Yemeni government on the proper security precautions. U.S. State Department spokesperson Fred Lash would not elaborate on any specific security threats and said he did not know how long the embassy would remain closed. Douglas Hagman, Homeland Security U.S., monitors these situations for us. Douglas, tell us about this situation. They must have gotten some severe threats to shut down these embassies.
Indeed, George. The Western embassies in Yemen being locked up the way they are after these fresh threats. Definitely, they're something to consider very seriously. There is quite the reach of Al-Qaeda there. And the concern, I'll tell you what, having monitored these situations over the last several years, or since actually October of 2001, I really have not seen this level of concern internationally or over our international assets and Western assets overseas. So there's definitely something way out of the ordinary here. This has got to be more than just a precautionary thing. There's got to be definite intelligence that is behind these closures.
And we go into Afghanistan to get bin Laden. We go into Iraq under the premise of weapons of mass destruction. We now know that Yemen is a camp for Al-Qaeda and other terrorists, yet we're not doing anything about that, Doug. Why not?
Well, I think it comes down to logistics. I mean, I was talking with someone this weekend, and the question is, how many fronts can one open in this fight against terrorism? And it's a concern. I mean, Yemen reportedly an ally with U.S. With us and an aid recipient certainly has their share of and are harboring Al-Qaeda. As you talked about before, it's rather interesting how things are playing out, how the whole scenario seems to be. Well, we seem to be going towards posturing towards Iran, and that's another issue that we're going to have to be dealing with down the road.
Doug, I want to thank you for all the years of service here at Coast to Coast for us, by the way.
George, I want to thank you. It's been an honor to spend part of the 7 years with you, and I consider you an artist in your field. And congratulations on 7 great years. And further congratulations on the birth of Simon as well.
Thank you, Doug. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Douglas Hagman, Homeland Security U.S., not affiliated with Homeland Security. Residents of the U.S. Capitol may have to dig a little deeper into their pockets when they go grocery shopping once the city slaps a 5-cent levy on each plastic bag issued at the checkout line. The measure, which took effect on January 1st, is the first such initiative in the United States seeking to make consumers bear the brunt of cleanup costs for the bags, which currently are dispensed for free with a customer's purchase. Plastic bags, while popular with shoppers, often end up clinging to trees, tangled in power lines, polluting rivers, and clogging up storm drains. is something for you history buffs. Some 65 years ago, as World War II raged in Europe and the Pacific, the American people faced an unprecedented constitutional crisis of which they were completely unaware and which has remained a secret ever since. It has long been known that President Franklin D. Roosevelt, during the last year of his life, was gravely ill with serious cardiac problems. He'd been diagnosed with acute heart failure in March of 1944. He suffered from high blood pressure and hardening of the arteries severely. But what the public did not know was that 4 years earlier, while still in the second of his four terms as president, FDR had been diagnosed with a deadly skin cancer, melanoma, and a lesion over his left eyebrow. This disease would metastasize to Roosevelt's abdomen and his brain, causing a tumor that eventually killed him on April 12th of 1945, which means the cerebral hemorrhage, which struck him down before VE Day, was not a bolt out of the blue, as his doctors contended and as historians have long believed, but the inevitable result of a catastrophic illness compounded by heart problems. An artificial artery is set to be tested in human trials earlier this year. London's Royal Free Hospital using nanotechnology to develop the small bypass graft from a polymer material. The material enables the graft to mimic the natural pulsing of human blood vessels, which enables them to deliver nutrients to the body's tissues. The ultimate aim is to use the graft in coronary artery and lower limb arterial surgery, which doctors say could replace and reduce amputations and heart attacks. Presently, they will get these arteries from a person's arm or leg and then replace the arteries in the heart. This is an amazing story if this tests out to be okay. Talk radio show host Rush Limbaugh said tests show that nothing was wrong with his heart after he was hospitalized with chest pains. The 58-year-old Limbaugh was released from the Queens Medical Center in Hawaii 2 days after he was rushed there during a vacation. Doctors said he did not have a heart attack or heart disease. Several days ago, I was talking with his cousin Andy here in St. Louis, who told me that Rush was okay, and then a day or so later, the announcement came. So that's good news for Rush Limbaugh. In Mesa, Arizona, police say a teenage girl accidentally ran over and killed her 17-year-old brother as the two played around in an Arizona shopping mall parking lot. Mesa police spokesperson says that the sister had dropped off the brother at the Superstition Springs Mall on Saturday, and that they started playing around while the brother was jumping in front of the car and the sister slamming on the brakes. They were both laughing hysterically. Tragically, the last time it happened, the sister was unable to stop and ran him over. A creepy case of a man who got tarantula hairs stuck in his eye has doctors advising people to wear eye protection when handling the eight-legged pets. My advice is don't even handle the eight-legged pets. But a 29-year-old man visited the St. James University Hospital in England after enduring 3 weeks of a red, watery, and light-sensitive eye. A dose of antibiotics for what was presumed to be some kind of a bacterial infection didn't clear the symptoms. Doctors at the hospital then examined the eye under high magnification lenses, and they spotted hair-like projections sticking into the cornea of his right eye. The doctors let the patient know that, look, there's hair in your eye. Aha, he said. The patient immediately recalled an incident right before he started having eye troubles, in which he was cleaning the glass tank of his pet rose tarantula. While focused on cleaning a stubborn stain, he sensed movement in the little aquarium there, and so he turned his head, and that's when the tarantula flicked a mist of hairs that hit him in the eyes and face. Wow. And a New York woman is suing a bar after she suffered concussions when she was hit by a falling moose head. She said she was minding her own business at the White Slab Palace on the Lower East Side when the stuffed head fell off a wall. In papers filed in Manhattan Supreme Court, her lawyer complained that the taxidermy moose head weighed over 150 pounds with antlers spanning over 3 feet. Up next, our special guest on Coast to Coast AM, psychic Joseph Jacobs. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Knorr. You know, for nearly 13 years, I've been talking with Joseph Jacobs, the internationally known psychic. He has counseled more than 15,000 people since 1982. That number is way up. He's been heard on more than 900 radio stations, writing a newspaper column on various articles, and he's been all over the place. And he was my first guest on January 1st, 2003, and it's only fitting that throughout the evening tonight, as these other guests pop in and pop out, Joseph Jacobs stays with us the entire evening. Joseph, welcome back to Coast, my friend.
Well, I'm privileged and honored to have shared this with you. And, of course, I predicted it 5 years before you were on Coast to Coast. I said, you're going to be big time. No matter what happens in the next 5 years, you're going to be big time in 5 years, you know?
Well, here you are, my friend. How have you been? How's family?
Oh, fine. It's been a rough year for everybody. You know, I've heard a lot of people close to me have had health issues. I had, a broken arm back in February. It's been a hard year. It was a year that was fear-provoking, and we're moving into a year of worry to overcome through correct choices.
Yeah, Joseph, I had a friend of mine. He flew up from Los Angeles for Thanksgiving with his wife. On that Friday after Thanksgiving, the festive Friday, as I call it,
yes,
he is at a nightclub, not drinking, and he's going up two steps. He trips. He falls flat on his face. He hits his face and his neck severely. Now, he had stenosis of the spinal cord anyway. He's paralyzed. He's flat on his back, paralyzed. So we rush him to St. Louis University Hospital, where they've done a marvelous job on him. He's been in there now more than 5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Thank God we're able to raise funds to get him back to Los Angeles, and he leaves tomorrow, and hopefully he'll start his rehabilitation and see if he can get back some motion again.
I mean, well, last time I was on with you, I think it was in August, I mentioned that you were going to have a concern with the health of other people, and then you had mentioned one time that your daughter was in emergency, and another
yes.
time your father was not
oh, yeah.
too well, and then that this guest. And I also predicted that December was going to be very wet. There were going to be some breakthroughs, and I think there was an HIV medical breakthrough that I'd heard about since then. And then, of course, I mentioned that and I have to be very careful about mentioning certain things, because people immediately think if I mention a bombing that it would be somewhere in the United States.
Right.
But I mentioned that there were going to be an explosion in September. And they all happened, of course, in Iraq and Pakistan on the days that I mentioned. And three bombers were caught in September here, potential bombers. So those are some of my, you know, and one of the LA fires was caused by an explosion of horse manure, you know.
Oh, that's right. It just all did what it did, right?
Yeah, yeah. But we're moving into a really fascinating year. We are in the year of the tiger, starting in January, February. And you're a tiger,
yep.
And I'm a tiger also. And this is a year where tigers like you and me need to look at large-scale projects. It will be a decent year for people who are dragons, horses, monkeys, dogs, and pigs. Now, I don't have dates for that because they're all over the place. I mean, they're every 12 years. But this is also, according to the Year of the Tiger, predicted to be a very turbulent, a lot of political unrest, and some coup d'etats and some catastrophes. So we're still in a rough year, except I do see us little by little recovering. I had said America's back to work last time. That is not true of our labor force, but our economy is like creaking ahead little by little, and it should be doing better next year after spring. And there are going to be more work opportunities after the spring, and also doing much, much better in 2011, by the way.
You know, last week I took my once-a-year vacation, and Art filled in for a couple days for me, and he did his annual predictions show, and was very impressed with the caliber of the predictions and the people who called in. And I'm beginning to notice, Joseph, that at least in North America, people are more tuned in to things. People are more knowledgeable of things, and they're beginning to make some personal good decisions. Are you feeling that?
Yeah, I think, well, especially with Coast to Coast listeners. I mean, there's a real high quality of people who are aware, who are interested in both metaphysics and science, which is, that's what's wonderful about Coast to Coast. I mean, it is a news magazine with all sorts of information, and people are available to it. People are interested. They don't get it anywhere else. I think that whenever there are difficulties in one's life, whenever there are limitations, we rethink our lives and we ponder more on maybe I need to follow a new career. Maybe I have to be thriftier. Maybe I need to put a few bucks aside each week. And so there's a rethinking, which is very, very positive for a lot of people. And well, I see trade improvements and work improvements for the U.S., by the way.
Well, when you were on with me back in 2008, you started talking about foreseeing more economic difficulties. You felt it. You knew it was there.
Oh, yeah. January worldwide is a time of some breaks and some reconstruction. February, a time of major changes, some transportation problems. April will be the wettest month, and we could see some flooding, health news. May becomes more constructive, more expansive, but fuel prices should start getting higher. April and June are the roughest months. June, we're going to see a lot of losses. August looks pretty good. And December also, next December is also going to be quite wet. And slow, some difficulties in transportation.
Well, I got to tell you, St. Louis in October was the worst weather I've seen since I've been here. It just didn't stop raining, Joseph. Yep. Record rainfalls, it didn't stop. And they tell me Los Angeles has been cold. Something's going on.
Yes. It's warm in the last few days, but weather changes are there, you know. Somehow we need to do something about our use of fuels and turning more green. This country is the inventor, and so much new electronics and robotics and nano technology is just going to open up wide, because that will be our new manufacturing base. That will be our new production base. Because most of our production base is not in good shape. We've shipped it all out to Asia, you know, and Mexico. I do see, as a result of this limitation, a new opening up. But the lack of ethics in the business community and on Wall Street is also causing us a lot of trouble.
It's still there, isn't it? It's not going away.
Yeah, it is. It hasn't been fixed yet. I mean, you've got to have oversight. I mean, imagine having a boxing match or a football game without a ref.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me a little bit more about this Year of the Tiger.
That's an area of expertise, but you're going to see a lot of political changes, coups, some major catastrophes. It's a very dramatic year. And how to deal with it is to take time with your choices, everyone. Worldwide, take time with your selections, your choices, your moves, to overcome whatever worries you have. You're suddenly confronted with a crossroad. Breathe, take a moment, and then take action. Then, if you hit another crossroad, do the same, because one crossroad leads to another. That's the kind of a year that we've got coming up. But I think America is little by little gonna come through. We always do.
We always do, indeed. Yeah. Hey, Joseph's website, by the way, is www.800cself.com. That's 800cseeself.com. And, of course, our special guest tonight is psychic Joseph Jacobs. We're going to get into some of his 2010 predictions and some other things in just a moment. Joining us, though, on our seven-year anniversary party tonight, let's go to William Henry. William, how are you, my friend?
Hi, George. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us on our little celebration night. What's new with you?
Hey, well, first, please accept my heartiest congratulations on 7 years as host of Coast to Coast. I know this was a dream come true for you, and there's no doubt that your voice has lifted the spirits of millions and has become a beacon of inspiration and trust, George. And I want to say thank you personally for all that you've done for me. It's hard to believe it's been 7 years already.
Well, thank you, because as you well know, 7 years ago, Mr. Green here was getting his way through some of these guests and couldn't understand the brilliancy of William Henry and dumped you early. And that's when I got my first batch of a million emails. So I learned the hard way.
Well, hey, and we've had a million laughs about it since then. So it's always a good thing. And, you know, planted a seed there and now it's turned to this beautiful tree and the fruit is plentiful. So it's all good.
You know, what I can't get over, William, is how fast this time is just buzzing by. 7 years seems like just yesterday. And actually, I've been associated with Coast to Coast now 9 years, but it's 7 years full time. And I don't know where the time's going.
Well, and it's a good thing that your voice has changed too, George. It's deepened, you've matured, and all of that. So
thank you so much. It's really going. So what's new with you?
Well, I'm just looking forward to 2010. I remember growing up, you'd always hear 2010, and it seemed like it was so far into the future, and now it's here. And I'm just getting ready. I'm leaving for Egypt in a couple of weeks and getting ready for presentations in Los Angeles and Sedona and Florida soon after that. So I've got a hunch that 2010 is going to be a year we're going to look back on where many of the mysteries are going to be solved, and we're going to see a lot of transformation and awakening planet-wide, and I'm just thrilled to be sitting here ringside watching it all happen and to be playing a small part in it, too.
Well, I look forward to our next program with you, too, William.
Absolutely. Thank you, George.
Thank you. And, of course, one of our very favorite guests here on Coast to Coast, who, you know, just says it the way he sees it, investigates it, and then puts it out there, is none other than Jim Mars. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Howdy, George.
Good to have you with us tonight. Special night for me, and I'm glad you're part of it, Jim.
Well, this is just super. This is just super. We all have reason to be very thankful. You've been on the air for 7 years. That's amazing. It makes me feel old. We made it through the holiday season, you know, and the dollar's still holding up, and the Cowboys beat the Eagles. Hey, how can you lose?
Ah, yes. Now it's off to what? Playoff time and Super Bowl time? We'll see what happens.
Now we're going to have an instant replay. Next week, they got to play the Eagles again.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that amazing?
I have a feeling the Eagles won't be as easy as they were on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, is that they'll come back looking for vengeance, and the Cowboys will say, well, you know, we did it once, we'll do it again, and they'll lay down. But who knows?
Well, hey, Jimmy, are we ever going to get to the bottom of the JFK assassination? What do you think? Publicly.
We already have. Well, okay. I think what you're really asking, George, is will there ever be a news conference and they're going to go, okay, here's what really happened.
Here's what happened. Yeah.
Nah, that ain't going to happen. But the truth is out there right now. I was with your compadre Ian Punnett here a while back with Douglas Horn, who was with the Assassination Records Review Board,
right,
and was one of the few insiders to actually, number one, see the inside information, and number two, to be able to depose some of the people who actually participated in the autopsy and in the medical examination. And what he stated is the same thing I wrote in Crossfire 20 years ago, and what all of the serious researchers have said for forever. The only reason the Kennedy assassination appears to be controversial is that there's fraud in the evidence as presented by the government. And, you know, how can that be unless the government was involved? This was a coup, George, and more and more people are beginning to realize that, and historians, regardless of what their political stripe or how they look at it, are all pretty much in agreement that this country's gone downhill since November of 1963.
Jim, I look forward to more investigative work from you in 2010, my friend.
Well, I've got a major book coming out a little later in the year, and I'll just leave you with this, George. Expect the unexpected, because I don't think anything is going to come off in 2010 the way that anyone thinks, and that includes the New World Order boys. I don't think their plans are going to come together as neatly as they would like. So it's going to be, as Betty Davis said, a bumpy ride, but you know, it may be a real opportunity for you and I and all your listeners. If we're prepared mentally, physically, spiritually, I think we might see some really good come out of the year.
I think so, too. We're going to take this ride with you, Jim Mars, all the way, my friend.
That sounds great. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Jim Mars. And, of course, the psychic Joseph Jacobs, who's with us tonight, saw the economic mess through the eyes of a psychic, and he's very intuitive. One other person, Gerald Celente, has been telling us on Coast to Coast for some time now, folks, it's coming and it's going to get bad. And here he is, Gerald Celente. Gerald, thank you for joining us.
Oh, George, I thank you for all you do and for all you give to help enrich and inform the many millions who count on you. And, of course, thank you for having me as a guest so frequently, for your fine, for being such a fine gentleman and a most gracious host. You're a man of your word and a man of honor. And I know that I speak for the legions of loyal listeners out there who wish you many, many more years of continued great success, good fortune, and excellent health. And, George, America and the world needs and cherishes George Norrie. So thank you for keeping the beacon of truth shining. You do a great service to so many of us.
Thank you, Gerald, and thank you for everything you've done for us, helping out so many people months ahead of this economic mess. A lot of people who moved their money because of you, and you probably saved their tail, if you know what I mean.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gerald Celente. And we'll be back with psychic Joseph Jacobs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie, and here's Joseph Jacobs. Joseph, it's kind of nice to have you along here for this anniversary. You've meant so much to us.
As I said, I'm honored, and I love the people. I mean, Jim Mars, it's nice to hear good journalism. Because we don't hear too much of that. You're like a senior editor or a managing editor. And to have a good journalist like Jim Mars or Hoagland or Linda Moulton Howe is just a sheer pleasure, because there's nothing like good journalism.
Joseph, 2010, give us an overview.
Well, you know, I've got some cycles here for it looks to me as if there are major shifts and changes in our direction as far as work is concerned. In this country in March and April, and really takes off May 14 through July 3rd in terms of taking care of business and expanding in business. Canada seems to go through some changes and upheavals between July 1st and December 4th, which leads into 2011 into a very, very powerful, very successful time. The changes that they're going through, but they're going to be kind of dramatic. Then India is in a bit of a confusing year and has some heavy emotionalism going on between March 19th and June 30th. There may be some terrorism or some earth changes that are quite upsetting during that time. Iran. Very soon, January 31st through March 24, is going to do some saber rattling, has some difficulties at that time. There's some military activity or aggression at that time. I don't think it's from the outside necessarily. It's more from the inside. And there may be some shifts and changes in the government between March 24 and May 14. Israel also has some saber rattling and military activity between March 23rd and May 13th. You know, many of these countries, because of the breakup of the Commonwealth and the changes after World War II, are like in their 50s. You know, they're like boomer kids. But Israel has some military action at that time. Japan has a recovery after May 3rd. So springtime and summer looks very good for all of us, for a lot of the major nations. China is in a little bit of a standstill, and there may be some heavy emotionalism. I see a heavy emotions, and that could be demonstrations, unrest between January 4th and February 24th. And there seems to be an uncertainty in terms of what to do with finances between April 18th and June 9th. But it becomes more productive, and there may be an oil grab after July 31st. That's what I see in some of the major nations.
Jim Mars was alluding that 2010 may not be a good year for the New World Order folks. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that because of communication, this is a very expressive year. A lot of information going on out there, and it's good for the entertainment industry, by the way. Each of us has to sort of look at everything that's directed at us and weigh it and analyze it. There are going to be changes in our government in November also.
How so? In terms of
Congress, I think Congress will change. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. What do you see in – go ahead.
No, what were you going to ask me?
What do you see in the world of health changing? I mean, I had a story today that they're now working on these artificial arteries that might replace, you know, coronary bypass arteries from your leg or your arm. I find this, Joseph, to be an incredible story. We are literally building cyborgs, you know, bionic people.
Kind of what I was saying, that the electronics and nanotechnology, robotics, all of that, it's going to be an explosion, a positive one this time, of all kinds of industry. And hopefully with the banks opening up and giving money to those companies and entrepreneurs.
Whenever they do that.
Yes.
How about...
You know, we all remember in Network, the movie Network, that line, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
One of my favorites.
That was 2009. But do you remember Ned Beatty saying there are no countries, there are only corporations?
That's right.
And as long as there is no oversight, the tendency to steal and rob and be greedy goes on, you know.
How about the things in space? Anything dramatic in 2010?
If we're going to see some UFOs, it'll be in June. There may be some, I don't know if a disclosure,
really?
but there may be some important sightings in June.
I don't see disclosure coming either, Joseph. I just don't think they'll tell us.
No, and you know, they're not going to land on the White House lawn either. And by the way, in terms of certain personalities in the news, I kind of see Joe Biden, who's been very quiet, coming out more after January 12th, be more involved, do a lot of traveling this year, I guess, for the elections. Pope Benedict seems to be very concerned. You know, we think of the Catholic Church as extremely wealthy, but very concerned with the finances and business of the Vatican. Osama bin Laden, by the way, if he's still alive, is also concerned about finances, looking for money right now if he's alive. Al-Qaeda has some financial limitations, and... if he's still alive, comes into the news sometime between January 17th and March 9th.
I think he is out there somewhere.
Yeah, I may have read him. I remember I did a psychic fair.
What do you mean, read him?
I did a psychic fair back.
You did a reading for him?
I may have. Sometime between 84 and 86, I was doing a psychic fair.
He was in this country. His name, given to him by the CIA, was Tim Osman. As a matter of fact, he was in a hotel 5 minutes away from my broadcast facility in L.A. back around that time period. You know, this was during the, you know, the Afghan and the Soviets.
Well, 84, 86.
After that.
Doing a psychic fair, and the Saudi came over, wanted a reading with me. Maybe because the name Joseph and Jacobs is not just Hebrew, but also Islamic. And very tall, which I thought was unusual for a Saudi. And I told him he was a leader. He was very concerned with his health, and he said he was here to get checkups. And that's all
that's
I remember.
Amazing. Of course, we know about his dialysis with his kidney problem.
Exactly, yeah.
He is tall.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he looked like?
I remember what he looked like, and when I see him, I see similarities. When I see pictures of him on the tube,
oh,
I see similarities.
That's amazing, but, Joseph.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of contacts with some famous people, I had Sinatra, pat me on the back once. I had I shook hands with Billy Graham and Bobby Kennedy and. A limo once parked in front of my house when I was living in Santa Monica, and it was Mae West. I mean, I've had these connections with people, almost like that. What's the name of that movie where the guy eats chocolates? I can't think of it. Anyway, Kim Jong-il is either going to make peace with us, or he's going to do a couple more atomic experiments between November 3rd and December 24th, by the way.
What's going on with Castro? I mean, is this guy going to live forever?
I don't know. I thought he was going to die. I haven't checked up on him at all. I don't have any feelings about him. I don't think he's running that much. Probably his brother's doing most of it right now.
And Joseph, what about these Hollywood folks who just seem to be abusing themselves either with prescription drugs or God knows what? It's been an incredible year with those people dying.
Yeah, well, a lot of icons died this year.
Too many.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of icons, Tiger Woods, I see him getting active again after the middle of April.
You mean with golf or his extracurriculars?
Yeah. But he's going to have some heavy money problems this year. And by the way, Russia's not out of the out of danger. He's coming into one of the most difficult years to go through. He may have some other heart problems, emotional problems, people problems in his life. He's got a very rough year coming up.
Throughout this evening, Joseph Jacobs will be with us. We'll take your phone calls a little bit later on tonight on Coast to Coast AM. As a number of people join us for our seven-year anniversary bash, we'll have six more people joining us next hour as well. Joseph, you had a past life experiment that you weren't too happy with.
Enormously regret it. It was, I don't do past life. I mean, very often a client will tell me that some psychic told them that they were this and that in a past life. And I always tell them it's not reliable from a psychic. You got to do it through hypnosis. And you got to do it with someone with scientific background who's open to this. But I do know, I mean, I can see the past life connections between people when I read relationships, because soulmates are not always life mates, and life mates are not always soulmates.
Sure.
Most people think of a soulmate as a couple that is compatible, communicates well, have common interests, but that's not always the case. I mean, sometimes people who've had a past life connection can feel like they're in a Hollywood movie, and 3 months later they're at each other's throats. I know that when you talk to a child, you before they're the age of 2, 3, 4 years old, you get information. And so I was sitting with my grandson Jacob in the backyard playing with the ball. Back and forth, I was showing him how if I roll it to him, he can roll it back. He's 20 months old.
I'm going to have you pick up that story, Joseph, when we come right back on Coast to Coast.